And staying on that topic, New Zealand journalist Campbell McDiarmid has spent time in refugee camps in Syria and has spoken to several former IS hostages who were held captive with Louisa Akavi. He spoke to our producer Jeremy Wilkinson last night.
A couple of years ago, I spoke to two of the hostages who had been held with her. They didn't want to be quoted on the record about, you know, they were happy to tell me that, you know, they'd seen Louisa and that when they had been released, one of them was asked to take out a message for her. And, you know, I think from what he could recall, that she just said to him, you know, tell people to get me out of here, get me out of here. And so when he was released, he was debriefed by, I think, American intelligence and, you know, passed that, you know, that message on. But he wasn't contacted directly by New Zealand intelligence, he told me.
Yeah, Prime Minister and Foreign Minister have said that they disagreed quite strongly with the ICRC's decision to name Louisa. From your time over there, are you aware of any instances where naming a hostage has put a mark on their head?
You know, some people maintain very strongly that all these cases should be kept out of the media until they're resolved, and other people disagree and say, you know, that there can be value in publicising and appealing for information. And I don't know whether that question has ever been answered empirically, which is the best to do, and I suspect it depends in, you know, each situation. It's been going back to 2013, and being silent hasn't produced any positive outcomes so far that I've been aware of. I think the argument about going public is both appeal to information, like someone might know something, and from a journalist's point of view, you know that they're working hard to get them out, but I don't know that there could be value in having additional scrutiny on what exactly is being done to get them out. So, yeah, I mean, you know, people are going to have different views on that, and I know, you know, some people who I know who have been following the case, you know, think it wasn't a good idea to go public, that she could be held somewhere now where additional publicity could increase danger to her. But obviously the ICRC has decided that, you know, that potential risk is likely to be outweighed by the possibility of getting additional information. And, you know, everyone wants to remain optimistic and see positive outcome to this situation, but the reality is that she may have died some time ago, in which case this would all be a moot point. But, you know, either way, it's still imperative to get what information we can from this so that people can find out what's happened.
That's New Zealand journalist Campbell McDiarmid talking to our producer Jeremy Wilkinson.